story Priya, continuing the previous one here, and then they go on here in their talk, their Bhishma, Duryodhana, and so on. What was it? Yeah, so then Drona, I think it is, wise old man, is also talking, saying that basically the Pandavas, they can defeat you. Even Arjuna, he defeated you. Your main warriors, he's got weapons from heaven. So, I mean, we could have someone there sitting today in 2025 telling the European so-called leaders, those who happen to be in leadership positions for some reason or other, that are you sure you want to go to war with the biggest nuclear power in the world? Who is also best friend with the absolutely biggest industrial power in the world, who all the others depend on even to get electronics to their weapons. They have a battle-experienced, well-trained, powerful army. They have weapons so powerful and swift that you are not able to defend yourselves against them. And they are part of a cooperation of the BRICS involving more than half of the Earth's population, who are friends with each other, and with that nation, that largest nation in the world, that you want to attack, has a central kind of co-leading role. Are you sure you want to go to war with them? Or maybe you should consider, as an alternative to starting a world war, to simply accept, give those territories that country claim, well, after conquering them in battle, and make a peace agreement and move on. Again, the words from Mahabharata echoing.